Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Dun, dun, bum, bum, bum. That was meant to be MasterChef.
What? MasterChef? Mastermind.
And then
was supposed to be MasterChef.
And then it sounded like Star Wars, so I panicked. Funny. I panicked.
Quizzing doesn't get tougher than this.
Katie, you going downtown?
Don't think so, hun.
Trash talk.
Why are we here?
We're here because this is what this has all led to. This is the culmination of 1 year of planning and preparation.
It's been a whole year of knowledge mongering.
It's felt like a decade, so.
I just thought of that word on the spot.
Knowledge mongering.
Yes.
It's really felt like one century, so.
We've been learning things all year about all sorts of different topics. The main reason being we want to be better at pub quizzes. Also, we want to be just more knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Don't we, really? So for two series now, we've got together once a week and told the other loads of things about a certain subject.
Yeah.
And we go in deep, don't we?
We go so deep.
Go deep.
Deep.
So here we are for the mothership, the Be More Cleverer quiz.
The Be More Cleverer quiz 2016.
Shall we begin?
I feel like this is like, you know, those end of year quizzes, like Big Fat Quiz of the Year.
Yeah.
I think this is like this, but with more celebrities.
Because it's a quiz at the end of the year.
But with more celebrities.
I can't wait for all our famous guests to walk through the door.
I was talking about us, girl. You're a star in your own right.
Don't patronise me.
No, you are. You're my star.
How are we going to do this?
I think it's only fair that we bring back the short-lived Siri heads or tails that we used at the beginning of series two.
Yes.
Should we just do it now?
Okay, so do you mean we're going to do heads or tails to see who's going to start?
Heads or tails, and then should we just do a back and forth?
A back and forth?
Yeah.
Back and forth?
Hey, Siri.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So hang on, we haven't decided.
Oh, sorry.
Hold thy horses. So we're going to take it in turns to ask the other one a question. We've got five questions each the subjects that we've learned about over the past two series. And every answer can be found somewhere in those episodes. So
absolutely
we should know
right.
all of this.
We should know this.
It should be a doddle. Five out of five for both of us.
Shall I be scorekeeper?
Yes, you be scorekeeper, my darling. If it's heads, I go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, heads or tails?
It's heads.
So I ask you first?
You ask me first, you go first.
Interesting. Shall I begin?
Please begin.
We need a drone, don't we?
Let's hit a drone. Ooh, tense. This is very tense.
So, Jackson.
Huh?
Or whatever you want to call yourself.
Yeah.
My first question to you is about the internet. In the episode about the internet, we spoke about online shopping.
We did.
So, my question for you is, on August the 11th, 1994, what was the first item sold via an online transaction?
Oh my god. It was something weird.
Correct, it was something weird. I need more detail than that, please.
God, something weird. It was a... Oh god. stamps or something.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Stamps.
Memorabilia. Ah, okay.
I was going to give you a half point if you're close, but you're not even.
Oh, no.
It's not going on, darling.
Oh, God. Okay, put me in misery.
Shall we find out what the answer was?
Okay.
No. Thing. You're not going to get it.
An online food shop.
No. The actual credit goes to Dan Cohn, a 21-year-old entrepreneur. So he sold a CD of Sting's 10 Summoner's Tales album to a friend in Philadelphia from New Hampshire. It was Sting's album, 10 Summoner's Tales.
Of course it was.
How does that make you feel? And then we spoke all about Craig David. And you spoke all about the single
Sting.
Rise and Fall.
Oh my God, of course we did.
Yes. You're not going to forget that now, are you, dear?
No, I'm not. Okay, so that's no points so far for me.
I know.
Damn it.
I'm kind of sad for you. I really wanted you to get that.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's no guarantee that I'm going to get any of your questions right.
That's true. And with that in mind, Katie, let's go to my first question. Drone. Thank you. In our Pyramids episode, I sang a song like a lunatic. It went something like, oh, I do like to wonder about the wonders, or something crazy. Amongst that song, I mentioned the seven wonders of the world. Which of those wonders did you say was your favourite?
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Let's see if you're right. As I wonder around the wonders, oh, I do like to learn about the wonders. Katie, can you tell me which of them you are fonder?
I just need to paint a picture, like, it's kind of, I mean, Jack sat opposite me and he just, like, looked me in the eyes, like happy and cheery to that music, but staring at me.
Like, fully concentrated.
Like you were possessed. I don't even know.
So, Katie, which of the wonders are you fonder of?
I know some of them.
Okay, so I'll tell you them. Great Pyramid of Giza.
Giza?
The Great Pyramid of Giza. The Hanging...
Giza. Giza.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Yeah, that's one I remember, because I don't understand how they hang.
Oh, God, you are right.
Yes.
It was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
I'm not going to forget which is my favourite of the seven wonders of the world. Am I, my darling?
Oh, God. Yes, it was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, and when I listened back to that, it dawned on me how wrong I said every single one of those wonders. Oh,
the
okay.
Eiffel Tower.
One point to you.
Yes. Smashing it. Right, is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay, so one question in, 1-0 to moi. I think you could get this one because it's about your favourite episode, fracking.
Oh, okay.
So, this is actually about fracking rather than about something that happened in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
What type of gas is extracted through fracking?
Shale gas.
Shall we find out?
Yeah.
It's your doing, dear. You're the one that gave me the topic. What did you want me to start with? Jazz hands? Start a... Fracking. So the process of fracking, during this process, water, chemicals and sand are blasted at shale rocks.
What? The shale is shale?
It is shale gas!
Yes!
Yes! I'm really happy. I really want you to get them right.
Yes.
It just makes me feel good when we're learning things.
Oh, God,
I'm such like a year one teacher.
Okay. This is okay. It's even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
It's all to play for.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, are you ready for the next one?
I think so.
Katie, let me ask you, why are the Oscars so called?
Do I get multiple choice?
Nope. I will tell you that we learnt this in the first ever episode, which was the Oscars. It was a very long time ago. And this is the alleged reason why the Oscars are called the Oscars.
There were a few different ideas, weren't there, about why it was.
But we only discussed one. I can put the question to you a different way. Who are the Oscars allegedly named after?
I can't remember. I actually, my mind's gone blank. You plied me with too much Prosecco. I can't remember.
Oh gosh, a lovely bit of Prosecco. It's a little fizzy. Fizzy quiz, quiz fizz.
I can't remember.
Is that your final answer? Let's have a listen.
An Academy librarian, way back in the day, just looked at one of the little statuettes and was like, oh, kind of looked like my Uncle Oscar.
No way.
And then it just dark, yeah, which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, that's right. Allegedly, the Oscars are named after one of the original Academy board members' uncle. Uncle Oscar.
Of and then, course!
Because of the, we could have called them the Judiths.
The Judiths!
The Auntie Judith.
The Judiths. Oh, gutted.
That's a real shame. That's a real shame, my darling.
It's a shame.
It's a shame, my darling.
Oh, I'm wounded.
That is a real shame, actually.
That's really sad.
And now that you've been feeling good about me winning, I'm feeling bad about you not getting that right.
No, I'm really sad. We move on. We march forth. My question for you is actually about a subject that you learn all about to tell me all about.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay.
The Rat Pack.
Okay.
I think you're going to get this.
Good. I think so too. I'll be annoyed if I don't.
Who was the den mother of the Rat Pack and gave them their name?
Oh, flipping heck. Oh, God, I'm going to kick myself. Is it Elizabeth Taylor?
No.
Should
we find out?
Judy Garland was the vice president. They had a vice president.
What? I'm sorry, my mind's blown by this.
Lauren Bacall, who is an actress, she was the den mother. Much like a drag mother, what? She was in charge of them all.
Not like a drag mother.
Same.
It was Lauren Bacall.
Oh, God. And that was one of the one only facts that my mum actually knew.
Yes. Lovely Shirley. I'm sorry, babes.
Okay.
We're not doing very well, are we?
No. Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's one apiece. Katie, my question to you. What was the name of the person who caught a football which would then become the first ever rugby ball? This is from our rugby union episode that you learnt all about.
Is he called William?
I need a full name.
What was his first name?
His first name is William, so you will get half a point. I can't accept.
Did it begin with B? Not Brown. Did it begin with B? Did it begin with R?
I will not accept any letters.
Did it begin with R?
No.
A?
This is not how we're doing. No.
It was William.
William what? I will only accept a full name.
Oh, God.
You will kick yourself. Like a rugby ball.
William. Can I have a half point for William?
I said I'd give you a half point for William, yeah. But is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Katie, you're going to be annoyed. This is who it was.
William Webb Ellis caught the ball when he was playing, we believe, football, and ran with it for a bit, basically.
It was William Webb Ellis.
William Webb Ellis.
It rolls off the tongue.
William Webb Ellis.
That, Katie, that's half a point.
Half a point to
so
me.
It's 1.5 to you and 1 to me.
Right, are you ready for question number 4?
Yep, give me that drone.
Which of these was not written by Oscar Wilde?
Oh, okay.
Remember Oscar Wilde?
I do.
You learn all about.
I did.
Back in series 1.
Uh-huh.
Dorian Gray.
Mm-hmm.
The Judas Kiss.
Uh-huh.
The Importance of Being Earnest.
I'm going to go for B, Chris. The Judas Kiss.
Should we find out?
Yeah.
It was The Judas Kiss.
Yes!
That was a 1998 play written by David Hare about Oscar Wilde.
Oh, interesting, though.
So, interesting. A bit of knowledge for you.
Oh, and like he linked that back. That's
you've
nice.
You've got a little point for you, my darling.
Little pointy? So it's 2 to me, 1.5 to you.
Do you remember Dorian Gray? Because we spoke all about the hot guy from Narnia.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Tumnus.
No! The Prince Caspian.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed this episode, as I know you did. It was our first and only field trip thus far, not including my very important trip to San Francisco, where I went especially for this podcast.
Go for it.
This question is all about the Red Light District episode.
Yes.
We visited 2 sex shops. I want you to name 3 items that you picked up during our visit to those sex shops.
Well, obviously the first item that comes to mind is that wiry thing that goes inside the penis, down inside the foreskin, and it's very
stop,
sharp.
Stop talking.
Like
that's a point.
Needle.
That's...
Can I keep getting points or do I stop talking?
That's a third of a point.
Okay. The prosthetic vagina... with a big bush on it.
Correct.
And also, God, there were a few. And there was like a little vibrator. There was a vibrator.
Correct.
Can I have that?
You've got it. You've got your.
Yes.
You've got your 3. You could have also had the Dominatrix starter kit.
The Dominatrix starter kit.
A gay DVD.
A gay DVD.
A rotating vibrator.
A rotating vibrator.
The pussy pump.
The pussy pump.
And the assless chaps.
The arseless chaps. Oh, my God. Oh, should we go back there after this?
Shall we?
It was so fun. Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, amazing. So what are we on now?
So it's 2.5 to you, 2 to me.
So we've got 1 question left to give each other.
Yeah.
And this is like make or break.
It kind of is, right?
Yeah. So this question I've got for you actually is kind of the killer question.
Oh, gosh.
It's about the 1969 moon landing.
Yeah, okay.
You look so upset by that information.
Oh, God, because there was so much information in this episode.
Boring for you, honey.
No, just like there was a lot to take in.
And if you get this wrong, I think the person involved would be quite upset.
Okay.
Are you starting to get where I'm going with this?
No.
Okay, good. So on episode 10 of series 1, we learned all about the 1969 moon landing. 3 astronauts flew to the moon in the Apollo 11 mission. Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and one other. What? And the other one is oft forgotten about. What was his name? Come on, do it for him. It was a him, that's a clue. No, it's not really a clue, is it?
Obviously it was him. It is the 60s. Oh my God, I...
Feminism.
It's unforgivable, but... I don't remember his name.
At all.
Steve.
Oh, it's the worst. This is going to be a lesson to all of us. So those 2 were on the moon and he stayed.
Yes, he did. I remember.
In there
I remember
went around
it.
The moon until they were all done with their walk, which is why he gets forgotten about. Even though he probably had to work really hard to get to the moon. And now you can't remember his
Graham,
name.
Graham. Timothy.
No. Should we find out?
Yeah. Sorry, man.
And it was carrying Commander Neil Armstrong, Command Module Pilot Michael Collins, the oft-forgotten-about Michael Collins.
Didn't even know he was one. Sorry, Michael.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
Not to be confused with Michelle Collins.
Definitely not. Cindy. It was Michael Collins.
Oh, God, I know, honestly.
You wouldn't have got that.
No.
Oh, babes.
My love. Shooby-doo.
Shooby-doo indeed. But you're not going to forget that now, are you?
Michael Collins, Michael Collins, Michael Collins, Michael Collins.
Michael Collins, Michael Collins,
Michael Collins. Joan Collins, Michael Collins.
Michael Collins.
Always think of Joan Collins, then you'll remember Michael Collins.
You think of Joan Collins a lot anyway. How did you forget this?
Moving on. Finally, your question. You're already a winner. Yes. I mean, we're all winners because of knowledge.
Yes.
But your question, Katie, I trust that you'll get this right. Let's delve back to the internet, shall we?
Oh, God.
It's all consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, you described how much all of the data on the internet would weigh.
Yeah.
But you described it in fruit terms. How much does the internet weigh if you were to describe it as a fruit?
A strawberry.
Shall we find out?
Yes.
The final reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Yes!
Correct!
Da-da-da-da.
Correct, it is a strawberry.
Woohoo! A strawberry, as you like to say.
Correct, you got 3.5 out of a possible 5. I got 2.
I'm okay with that. I'm quite happy with my 3.5.
That's really good. That's a really good score. I love doing a quizzy.
Me too. Let's do more quizzes.
I feel like we at the end of every series now, we must do a quizzy.
Shall we?
Yeah.
For sure.
Well done, dear.
Thanks,
well
babes.
Done.
That's very good.
The prize is just constant knowledge, always learning.
The prize is a dominatrix starter kit.
The prize is
I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't take yours from you.
No, I need that for later. So, okay, that's series 2 done.
Oh.
Oh, boo.
I cry.
We need a bit of a break. We've been at this kind of non-stop.
I literally cannot stand the sight of you any longer.
We joke, but this has been a non-stop project for a year, I reckon.
Yeah.
So we're going to take some time and we'll be back in...
And what a great year 2016's been.
I mean, what a year.
What a year.
As we've got cleverer, the world has got stupider.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Depending on how you view things.
Did we cause the US presidency? Did we cause Brexit?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. On that note,
see you in 2017, where hopefully the world is still on. Goodbye.
Yes, hopefully Y2-17 won't have broken it. Here's to Y2-17.
Bye.
Bye.
Geven maakt gelukkig. Daarom vind je bij Dio heel veel inspiratie voor de mooiste en voordeligste cadeaus voor de feestdagen. Dio, je beste zelf.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.